Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge, the On the Edge Women in Business Club, the On the Edge Women in Business, that is brought to you by Business on the Edge, Small Business Problem Solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, out there on Facebook, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business, post your products, ladies, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, what have you. It's a group for you to make your comments known, your products known, sell yourself. If you're looking for a job, great place to post. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions and comments. I am here in Silicon Valley Bay Area. I am the radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW, small business coach out here, and we are saturating the nine Bay Area counties. I've got some exciting news I'm going to share with you in just a moment. But first, I always like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. If I forget you from time to time, it is not on purpose here on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate your listenership, and I do work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and your small business growth. You can always dial into the show here and get your questions and comments on the air with me relevant to the show at 1-347-884-9043. That's 347-884-9043. I always like to start out with a quote, and I'll probably start doing more quotes throughout my shows because I think they're very interesting and can give you that, that's a very good point. You don't build a business, you build people. And then people build the business. And that is the late, great, awesome salesman, Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar, best salesman on the planet. And he, of course, he is no longer with us, but we appreciate his just tutelage and guidance and phenomenal works that are out there that you can pick up on sale. So very, very cool. I have a question for you. Titan question, business question. Do you want to ramp up your business? Do you want to ramp up your business? If you tuned into my radio show on KDOW last Friday night, I talked about starting a business is simple. Building a business is hard work. And I talked about three types of business owners. And the three business owners that I talked about, the bootleg business owner, which is the business owner that really has not committed to a structure, is not legal by the laws of the land. And if they're popping open the back of their trunk, chances are they're probably not the business person you want to do business with, the bootleg business owner. Then you've got the leech or the small authorities. Well, I have a business structure. I got my sole proprietorship. I don't want to invest too much. I don't really want to do the work that it really takes to really build a realistic business. I do want to be sustainable, but I will take advantage of anyone who brings me opportunities that can further my agenda without me having to put too much effort into it. That is the leech, the slothy business owner. And then you have what I like to call is the motivated business owner, the one that really
is serious about building a business system, not just being self-employed, but building a business system. And so if you want to listen to that show, you can pick up that podcast on www.kdow.biz and listen to that. It was fun doing that show. And then later in the show, I had a great guest who does a different type of funding. You may have heard of factoring and using account receivables to borrow against so you can keep cash flow moving in your company. And so we got Phil Maloney from Dallas, Texas, on that particular show. So there's some great resources, and you can connect with him. We have his information there for you to be able to keep the cash flow moving in your business. In the news, in Business on the Edges news, I did something today that I am very, very excited about. I signed a deal with Salem Media Group today with their KFAX sister station here in Silicon Valley Radio here in the Bay Area. And we're going to expand the Business on the Edge show. The Money 2.0 KDOW show, we're expanding. Of course, we've expanded here to Blog Talk Radio, and we're certainly going to be more consistent with our shows now that we've gotten our new opening completed. We've gotten our closing. We're adjusting some formatting. We're going to bring some Blog Talk listeners on that have been emailing me, so I'm going to get them on with you and share some of the products and services they have, from authors to services to products. I think you're going to love that. I certainly am excited about doing that as well. But we're expanding now to the Blog Talk show is the On the Edge Women in Business show. Of course, we want you guys to listen in, men. You know, there's always, you know, if you just take the woman out of the, most of the information you're getting, you can apply to your businesses as well. But I like to do something that leans towards women and you know, there's resources that women can get, and sometimes you just need a little bit more access to, you know, resources, tools, talking, information, development. We like to congregate, and one of the ways that we do that is here on Blog Talk Radio for women. It is for you. This show is first and foremost for you to take advantage of the information and apply it to your business. And guys, certainly apply to your business. You can always call in and say, hey, like Rob Black on his show here in the Valley talked about, Margaret, why does so many women start businesses that surround women in terms of our products and services? I said, well, because the playing field is not level. And as a result of that, men are not starting businesses that support everything that women need. And women talk, and we talk about what we need. And we realize that, hey, someone should start a business for that. So that's what we do, and that's why that's there. And when the playing field gets level in terms of business, maybe we'll see some differences. And of course, there's women that start businesses that their products and services are for everyone in terms of male and female customers. Business on the Edge is certainly that way as a small business consulting company, coach, but we focus on motivated business owners. If you are a sloth, don't contact us. If you are a bootleg business owner, only contact us if you really want to get in real business, then we can help you do that. But we focus on really the infrastructure of your business, the foundational, the processes, the operations that can put your business in the right framework to function well. And that's what you need within your first 5 to 7 years. And if we can help you do that, like we'll build processes, we'll build step-by-step, guys, we'll build, as you talk about your how you do business in terms of infrastructure in-house, a lot of times small businesses are starting and they're just going without putting a plan in place and all of that. You do know that your business plan is not the last plan that you'll ever write. All kinds of plans come out of the business plan. And so we help, you know, you put together the right plans, like tracking systems, KPIs, key performance indicators, SMART goals, right? And so in your early stages, and when I say early stages, I'm talking 5 to 7 years, 1 to 7 years at least. And some of our customers are more than 30 years old, not because that they're not great at what they do. It's just that when the businesses were formed, the infrastructure was not really put in, and so we help along those lines. So we're excited about this new show with KFetch Radio, and this extension is going to be called Faith in Business on the Edge Show, and that show launches June 13th. That's going to be a Saturday night show here in the Bay Area. You can pick it up around the globe and listen live at www.kfax.com, or if you're here in the Bay Area, on your AM 1100 dial. And we're going to see if we can bridge the gap between business and faith and kind of show where those necessary dividing lines are at. And it definitely does not and will not take away from your faith and from your belief system, but what it will do is put your business system in the right perspective, so those that are faith-based people will, it's just going to allow you to function smarter with your business and really be able to see it in a very balanced way, and I mean that in a very a professional way, you know, just like work-life balance. There's a faith-based business balance, so that way you're not missing opportunities to grow your business and be successful, and so we want that for you. So I am very excited about that. So my question, do you want to ramp up your business? Of course. Coach Margaret, I want to ramp up my business. How do I do that? I need money. That's like the number one, you know, small business. I need money. I want money. I need money. I need resources. I need. Yeah. Well, getting money is not really that difficult in terms of all of the resources that are out there, whether it's a loan, whether it's crowdfunding, whether it's venture capitalists, whether it's angel fund. There's a lot of resources out there. And the way that you attract resources is that you have to, one, know what resource you want and what the requirements are for you to attract that resource and obtain that resource into your business. And I would say if you're going to look at loans from like a bank, then I would say your business should be at a C corporation or an LLC, an S corp, a sole proprietorship. I would not recommend it because you are completely liable for whatever happens, and that's risky, risky even for a bank. Good luck with really talking a bank into allowing you to stay a sole proprietorship and getting a loan of any significant amount. Just because that sole proprietorship or that business partnership, general business partnership, risky, risky, risky. You don't want that responsibility. Now, if you're a C corp, and I'm just giving you some basic information before I get into some of the resources I have that can ramp up your business and where you can go find them. Piercing the corporate veil. Most small businesses do not know that they pierce the corporate veil when they attach their social security number to your business credit cards, your formation of your company. Be careful with that. I know the laws vary from state to state, so check your laws, check the legal system. But especially when it comes to your credit and your banking, do not add your Social Security number. You have a tax ID number for a reason. You know, use that. Get your Dun's and Bradstreet number. You have these other ways of identifying your company without identifying it through your social security number. And if you use your social security number with your business credit cards, whether you're a C-Corp or sole proprietorship, if your business fails, you have made yourself liable as if you were a sole proprietorship, if you're a C-Corporation. The creditors will come get you. There is no corporate veil because you slashed it up as soon as you added your social security number to your credit card application. So you want to be careful to not do that. And so I would encourage you to use some. One of the things that I'm working on here in California and talking to our political figures, from assembly members to senators to council members, is predatory lending for small businesses. I would like to see some sort of advocate that stands between, or an advisor, or we could name them whatever, but that would stand between the financial institution and the small business. They cannot work at the bank, at that financial institution, because their goal is to, if they're working for the financial institution, it makes this whole kind of scenario out of balance, because they are for the bank first and foremost. But maybe the a business development center for your city, or the entrepreneurial center, or SBA, or some other not-for-profit agency that would allow an advocate that can help mitigate predatory lending between financial institutions to small business owners. The small business owners, what happens with small business owners when they're trying to boost their business, they want to ramp up, they want to go to that next level, is they're excited about going to that next level. They've written their business plan. It looks great. And it looks like that anyone who reads it should be so thrilled to give them funding. And they might. The problem is that if you are not used to negotiating a loan or getting a loan, you can easily agree to over-the-top interest rates. Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? I've seen it, lived it in my first business, so I'm able to personally talk about this. But you want to have some, I want to say, you really want to, when you're dealing with finances and getting money for your business, you're going to have to put yourself in a very disciplined place of understanding that this is an opportunity. Breathe. Don't let them see how excited you are. Think it through. Is it a good deal? You know, remember, you're buying money when you go to banks. You're buying that resource. Is that interest rate comparable for the time that you're agreeing to pay that loan back? Was it too high? Should you negotiate that? Don't be afraid for them to, you know, whether or not you're going to be concerned about if I negotiate it, they may tell me, no, I can't get it. Negotiate the loan. Don't be afraid to ask for a lower interest rate, because you do not – getting a loan that the interest rate is too high when you're trying to pay back the loan, you're going to be using the loan money that you need for your business to pay back the loan, and you don't want to do that. You want to be able to get that money to work for you in your business and in the opportunities that you're trying to bring to the table to boost your business. So be careful with that. And so if you're not sure about how to negotiate loans or how to buy money smart, a great resource would be Financial Education Services. They work with companies, businesses, people, small businesses, individuals, from restoring your credit so that you can qualify for a better type of loan, to getting business credit for your business that is strictly outside of your social security number, to getting loans of various amounts into the millions. And so financial education services is a really, really great resource. So if you're boosting your business, that is certainly a place for you to go. And the owner of the company, the founder and owner of that company, is Ruth Vandera-Stein, and absolutely phenomenal in her understanding of the financial system. She works with many banks, attorneys, real estate agents. You know, if you're trying to buy a high-dollar item, maybe you need some high-dollar items in your business. Maybe you need a van for your business. This would be your go-to person. And she would be able to tell you the best scenario for you to get the resource for your business. Now, the first thing she would tell you is do not mess up your business credit. If you do, you cannot fix it. So if you go to Financial Education Services, and you can find them at www.fesexperts.com, you can get some great resources. And again, they work with businesses and people and individuals across the country. So you don't just have to be a small business owner. Say your credit is bad and you're trying to get a house. They can help with that as well. But for small businesses, they can certainly help you boost your business, get business credit up to $50,000. $50,000. And that's a minimum without using your social security number. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to a break, and I'm going to talk to you more when we get back. We're going to kind of just keep it laid back here. If you want to get yourself a cup of coffee, that cool caramel macchiato or whatever you like to drink, it's a little early here on the West Coast for a glass of wine, depending on where you're at or depending on who you are. But we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club, and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0 right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Back with you here on The Edge, Women in Business, here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I am Margaret Jackson. I'm the radio show host here in Silicon Valley for AM 1220 KDOW radio show Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. And if you want to catch that show, you can catch me Friday nights, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. prime time on that smooth drive home. We give you that laid-back ride, and we talk a little bit about business. We have some great guests, show guests, all kinds of resources. In fact, this Friday night, if you want to tune in, our guest is going to be a Bay Area company, Kellyanne's Day Spa. Now, what I like about Kellyanne's Day Spa, it is they have this mood lighting, candle-lit, low-lighting experience. It's absolutely phenomenal. In fact, I was there yesterday getting my pedicure, my monthly pedicure. You know, ladies, how we have to do it. And so I go in, and it says, hey, we've got a surprise for you today. We're going to give you not just a pedicure, but we're going to let you experience our ice cream pedicure. And so my feet had was bathed in a chocolate soap for my feet, and then I had an aroma pillow for my eyes that was scented with vanilla, and then we had some strawberry scents that they used for massaging my feet, and it was absolutely, it just doesn't get better than that. So it was absolutely wonderful. If you're in the Bay Area, tune in. If you're not in the Bay Area, tune in anyway. And if you're flying in, because we have a lot of business coming into Silicon Valley, a lot of commuters, come out, get out to Kellyanne's Day Spa in Pleasant Hill. You would not regret it. And if you listen to the show Friday night, we are going to give away one of those ice cream foot massages. So if you come to town, or you're here in the Bay Area, you will absolutely love it. And it's in Pleasant Hill, California, so it's tucked away, you know, by the hills. And so when you look out, it's a beautiful, beautiful picturesque of the mountains, and I love that. I'm from the Midwest, so it's flatlands in Illinois, and California just gives you that beautiful, beautiful view. Now, we're talking about ramping up your business, and so we talked about some foundational information. I have about a half hour left with you, and so I want to get into some other resources that are out there. I write for the San Jose Women's Business Examiner, and the Examiner is one of the top online publications on the web, ranked, and you can check that out with Alexis. But the last time I checked the ranking, I believe the Examiner was in the top five, and this is how huge this online publication is. And I enjoy writing for the Examiner. I've been writing for them for quite some time, many, many years. And I have an article that I am going to publish by midnight tonight, and the name of this article is What to Do to Ramp Up Your Small Business. And if you want to stay connected with me on the Examiner, then you can go to my website, www.businessontheedge.biz, and you can subscribe to the Examiner. It's absolutely free. And this is what I'm saying. You need these resources. You know, get the free resources. And now, when I say free, I'm not saying that you're not ever going to pay for anything. So please, as a small business owner, don't think I always have to get it free or low cost. You have to understand that something's going to cost you. I am a big fan of low cost to no cost and then realistic cost. And so there's a balance in all of that. And you have to be able to recognize when it's worth spending that cost. You know, I talked about the deal that I signed today. That deal was for the radio station and myself, but the radio station is not paying me, I'm paying them. And so that was a big deal. Now, of course, I have advertising that goes along with that, so we'll have advertising sponsors that help pay the cost of those shows. So that's why you'll hear this show was brought to you by, or partially by, whatever, whoever that advertiser is. But those are real costs. And so I have to look at, you know, what makes sense for me to pay for, because sometimes even a free service may not be the best service. You know, like, I'm not a huge fan of WordPress websites. I just am not. I think they're cheesy. I think that they don't bring the best presentation. Now, having said that, I think that that's not a bad place to start for a new business owner, but that's not the place you want to land and stay there, because you want something that grows. Now, if you want a site that's better, comparable, that's free, Wix.com, absolutely phenomenal with startup websites. Okay, so you get the website, you design it, you get the templates. You do not have to be a coder. And this can help boost your business. Why? Because you have presence, and you have a very sharp presence. If you are creative, you can create a wonderful site, and they give you the template. So Wix.com and that initial site, or that initial subscription in terms of that level, just like Blog Talk Radio, you can be on Blog Talk Radio and you can have a free subscription, and it can suffice for you at the, you know, in that, you know, in terms of that service and those features. Now, like me, we pay this subscription. Why? Because we want a little bit more, and we're doing a little bit more. And so Wix.com is a great place to start for those free sites. And when you want to move and upgrade to that next level so you can attach your unique URL to that, then you want to go to that next level. And Wix.com is Wix.com. And so these are resources that lend towards your business looking bigger, sharper, smarter. And WordPress just doesn't have that eloquence. I think it's a decent tool in terms of that's a place for you to start. But if you want something that's going to allow you to have a site that looks more competitive to mainstream businesses, and you don't have the dollars to do it, Wix.com is the place to be. Absolutely fantastic. You can learn it on your own. And again, if you just are a little bit creative, or you have someone in your personnel arsenal, whether it's volunteers or family, you know, when you're very small, then that's a great place for you to start. So in any case, that's a great resource to boosting your business. So I'm gonna share many websites with you and resources out there. So we've talked about the Financial Education Service, great resource, FESExperts.com. And then we've got Wix.com. Business on the Edge, of course, is a website. The San Jose Women's Business is a website for you to access information. And that's for anywhere in the nation that you want to go and check out just basic information. With regards to business. And, yes, some of the information I write about has to be, you know, San Jose, Silicon Valley, or, you know, keeping me in this region, you know, keeping the information in this region. However, this article is nationwide. It has a nationwide, and I do a lot of articles like that, and maintaining my tie for the articles here in San Jose, so that way I am true to the part of the country I'm writing about. But in terms of, like, this particular article is for anyone, but it's for many, many business owners, women and business owners that are here in the Valley or here in the Bay Area or California or what have you in San Jose. So anyway, that's a free subscription. Doesn't hurt you to have it, but it does give you information. I do produce an article. We have to produce an article at least once a month. I am trying to do a little bit more than that. My schedule is really, really crazy tight, but we're going to try to start producing articles once a week so that way you have some new information ongoing. So go out there and subscribe to it, and the articles will come directly to your email box so that way you can stay up and get articles like what to do to ramp up your small business and how to start a small business and all of these different things that can give you some insight regardless of where you're at in the country. You can, you know, the state agencies and government agencies and the bodies that are ruling your business system there, the counties, all of that information, it's just depending on what state you're in or city you're in. You're going to go to that city or county, state offices. It's just as simple as that. So if I say, you know, go to the city of San Jose, if you're in the city of Aurora in Illinois, then you're going to go to the city of Aurora, not to the city of San Jose. You get the gist in terms of that. You understand how to make those little simple beats. So this article is going to publish by midnight tonight. But I'm going to give you a little bit of insight on it because I think it's going to be fantastic for you. Here are a couple of resources that I talk about in the article that can boost and ramp up your small business. Organizations will send me information or I'll come across information. In this particular resource, the organization sent me their press release, and I talked about it on last week's show. Wells Fargo Works Project is a national contest for the small business owner. Eligible small businesses will win, can enter to win $25,000 in a mentorship with Wells Fargo. So I think that that is a great opportunity. That deadline to register for that contest is June 30th, and that's the Wells Fargo Works Project. And you can find that at wellsfargoworks.com. I think it's wellsfargoworks.com/project. Yes. So that's www.wellsfargoworks.com/project. $25,000. And some of the basic entry rules, make sure you read the entry rules, by the way. That's important. You'll need to submit a 2.5-minute video or a 600-word essay with a photo, and I prefer video because they can be much more compelling than words and a photo. And they have 5 key questions that you'll need to answer. But this can wrap up your business right now. You need $25,000 put in for this project here, this contest, and see if you win. You can't win if you're not in it, so you have to be in it to win it. And again, more information on that is wellsfargoworks.com/project. And again, there's information in the article here. Another great opportunity to get financial resources is the Mission Main Street Grant. And you may have seen the commercials, and this is a grant program by Chase Bank. And sponsor, their primary sponsor actually is LinkedIn here in Silicon Valley. Way to go, LinkedIn. And they're going to award 20 $100,000 grants. So that's $2 million. And so there's some requirements on that. You have to be in business for at least 2 years, U.S. citizen, resident, 18 years or older, of course. Now, that deadline is right on top of us, so that is June 5th if you want to get into that contest. Again, the contest rules they have out there, or the grant rules they have out there, and so that is missionmainstreetgrants.com. So you want to get out there and get your business in the running for those grants. That's 20 nationwide around the country, so you want to participate in that. And so these are just some of the resources that can boost and ramp up your business creatively without even getting a loan that you would have to pay back. Now, I think loans are great, but you have to just be smart on how you want to purchase that money because you're buying money, you're buying the resources. But that's a great way. Crowdfunding is another great way to raise resources and money, and make sure that you're putting those resources towards what you're saying. Kickstarter is a great place to crowdfund. My favorite places to crowdfund is, my top three would be Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and Indiegogo would be my first choice. And the reason why Indiegogo is my first choice, even though Kickstarter is the number one crowdfunding site resource for small businesses, creative people, authors, whatever you're doing. But what I like about Indiegogo is that you have choices. You know, you can choose flexible funding, or you can choose either I raise it all or I lose it. You know, and Kickstarter is that you raise it all or you lose it, and that's your only choice. But the truth of the matter is that we do like choices. And so if you're not totally sure about your funding level and whether or not you can really reach that goal, then I would say Indiegogo. Indiegogo is certainly number two behind Kickstarter. And then I like Kiva. Kiva is a different way of crowdfunding. That's really a loan-based crowdfunding. So if you need like a micro loan, Kiva or KivaZip is a great place to go. KivaZip, we fund into KivaZip, so Business on the Edge, we have put money into KivaZip, and you know, as the companies pay us back, we just recirculate the dollars that we put in there. So we have helped many, many companies by doing that. So that is a really great place in microloans. And I think the smallest loan you can get is $2,500 for your first loan. And you can get refunded, but they're going to, when I say refunded, I mean refunding a loan. So you can get that first $2,500, and then you pay that back, and then you can do a higher dollar amount after that. So they want to see whether or not you're going to have a proven track record of paying back the resources that you do borrow. Now, that is a great resource as well. So you've got Kickstarter, you've got Indiegogo, and you have KivaZip, and, of course, you have the traditional funding. And, you know, I haven't even talked about the SBA loans, the 8A loans, in terms of getting some resources. But right now we're going to take a break, and we're going to go to a commercial. When we come back, I'm going to share some of the resources on how you can get connected with us, and then we'll wrap up with the last few minutes, 15 minutes or so, on some other resources that I think are really, really cool for small businesses to have around their arsenal.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KBOW 182.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club, and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KBOW 182.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
And welcome back to On the Edge Women in Business, Business on the Edge's Blog Talk radio show. So we're going to wrap up our last 10 minutes or so, and I'm going to share a few more resources with you, and hopefully you'll walk away with a greater arsenal. You know, I like arsenals. I like what you're, you know, adding value to what is going to help make you great as a business professional, as a small business owner, if you're just getting started. These resources can certainly help you out for those. Now, you know, in terms of the grants and things like that, of course, there's rules to that. But for the most part, the resources that I'm sending you to can help any small business that's out there just fledging along and just trying to get, you know, where do I find this? Where do I find that? How do I get to it? Sometimes it's just really difficult to get connected to the resources you need. You know, you're a young company, or even if you're an old company, like I said earlier in our first segment, is that I have customers that they've been in business. Their company has been around for 30 years or more, one of my older companies. And they are now in the position for a business coach to come in, consultant, to kind of fine-tune some things. Business coaches fine-tune. I had a customer tell me, I thought this was absolutely funny, in a non-funny kind of way, if I can say it that way, and you'll understand why in a moment. And what they said, and if I weren't confident in who I am, I would have probably been offended, but I was more kind of fascinated by what they were saying. They said, I don't believe in business coaches. And then they hired me as a business coach. And the reason why they say that is because they don't understand the value of a business coach, the value of a consultant, the value of a life coach, or we've learned to have a value for fitness trainers. But coaches give you insight. Coaches see what you can't see because you're in the middle of doing what you're doing. And so we're able to see your form. We're able to see, you know, if you're a sports coach, they're able to see your form if you're playing basketball, football, or baseball, or golf. You know, what does your swing look like? We're able to see your swing. We're able to see how you're grasping your tools. And if you're grasping your tools wrong, the coach is going to say, hey, you're not holding that pen exactly right. You're not utilizing your resources right. And I'm using a pen or a pencil as a very simple example. But coaches and consultants bring insight. They're not there to do your job. So quit thinking that they're there to do your job. We're here to help bring resources, and we'll create the right tools for you if you need us to either bring tools to the table or create tools. Like we might, we'll help you build your business plan. My preference at Business on the Edge is that we don't write all the plans, although we write a lot of plans. But all of the plans, every single plan, business plan that we write at Business on the Edge is in close proximity, in close connection with the business owner. And if they're comfortable, we let them write the plan and we review it, we tweak it, which is a great way for you to get comfortable with your plan, because once you get done, if you're planning to shop that plan around, or you're planning to use it to help take your company and your team to another level, you have to be able to understand your plan and why you have written certain things. So one of my requirements when I send a customer there, we'll do a plan in 10% increments. And so each 10%, I tell them, read the plan, review it. We made some adjustments on the last 10%. If you have any questions, let's talk about it. Why? To give them understanding so they're not ignorant as to what they're writing, other than looking at it and it says, ooh, it's a nice new shining object. No. We're here to bring insight. We're here to help add value to your professional world for your business to grow the infrastructure. Business coaching is not saying that you don't know how to do your job. You don't know your skill. You don't know what you love to do. We know that you love doing what you do. Steve Jobs knew what he wanted. When Steve Jobs started out, he was not an excellent businessman. In fact, he was not a great businessman at all. Most people that go into business, you don't start a great businesswoman or a great businessman. You're learning so much. You're having so many bumps and bruises along the way, and that's great because it makes you a great business person along the way if you learn from those lessons. I had Ernst & Young on my KDOW show here in Silicon Valley, if you're just tuning in. And one of the things that we kind of chuckled about off the air during a commercial break is that you haven't really been a business owner until you've lost a business or businesses. And so Business on the Edge for me is my third company that I've owned. My first business failed, not because I didn't want it to be successful. I worked very hard in that company. I wrote a 52-page business plan. The 2007 downturn in the economy just choked the life out of it. Why? We're a media production company, audio, video. When the economy turns down, guess what happens? Businesses start turning down external resources that they're using to market and advertise. That's number one on the chopping block. That's, you know, business 101. And I learned that lesson very, very brutally. And so it has given me the new wings to fly, so I can tell you, when you are building your business, don't build your business without paying attention to what's going on in your economy, to include the housing market. The housing market taught everyone around the world that if it fails, it's tragic. And so many businesses went out of business. And so my business of 7 years at that time, and just getting a fantastic loan, just choked the life out of us. And so I can talk to you about what I know. I'm not just talking to you about stuff that I think is great for businesses. I'm talking to you from an experienced perspective. And not only that, how do you bounce back from loss? How do you go to the next level? My second company was great. No incidents. Cool Rain Productions, and we started it, and we closed it, and put that department inside of Business on the Edge. Never owed anyone anything, learned some things. So great. So when you're doing business, think about what you're doing, what the economy is doing, what your city is doing, what is going to impact your business, what are the ebbs and flows that's happening. And so some other resources out there that would be great for you. One of my favorite is a Small Business Trends, and you can go to Small Biz Trends website, and they are that. The Small Business Trends is a website that every small business should have on their favorites. It should be part of your favorites. If it's not part of your favorites, make it part of your favorites today. Just make it part of your favorites. That's your homework today. It has small business trending articles. It has influence awards. It has book awards. It has tips. It has information on startup advice. It has great, great, fantastic articles that I love to share on the KDOW Business Radio Show on Friday nights. It is fantastic. And again, if you want to tune into my Silicon Valley Bay Area show, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, you can tune in, www.kdow.biz, or if you're here in the Valley, you can get us on that 1220 a.m. dial. It is a fun, fun show. We're going to have a good time this Friday, and we're going to give away that ice cream pedicure, so you want to tune in for that. Business on the Edge is resources. On our Business on the Edge site, we have training class resources. Some of them are free. Some of them are a nominal fee. Some of them we do not have up yet, but you can see the titles there. And as we continue to put them out there, take advantage of them, use them to your advantage, grow your business, you know, get your foundation strong so you can grow strong. A strong foundation allows you to build strong. And that website is www.businessontheedge.biz. Now, our club website, On the Edge Women in Business Club, that is a national club website, and that is about your clubbing on your own time. It is an online resource first and foremost. We do have local events, but that's quarterly events, and then our monthly event, our leadership calls, so you learn things on these leadership calls. And so you can be anywhere in the United States and you can get on the leadership calls. We have an East Coast time and we have a West Coast time. But the biggest thing about the On the Edge of Women in Business Club is that it is all on your own time. It is not on my time. It's not that you have to be in Silicon Valley. It is a nominal fee for an annual membership for you to network within a directory anywhere that our club members are at. And we have club members in different states. We have club members here in Silicon Valley, in the Bay Area, in Los Angeles, in Illinois, in Dallas, you know, on the East Coast. And so what am I saying is that you can take that downtime, say on a Saturday night or Friday night or midweek, and you're just kind of relaxing, you're kind of surfing on the web, go out to the On the Edge Women in Business Club, and you have the Small Business Concierge. You get a membership ID, so the membership component is locked, so the public can't see all of the goodies that are inside there. But you have resources, you have training resources, you have the Small Business Concierge that has over 50, 60, 70 different links, and we continue to add to it. We're trying to increase that as much as we can to find great resources for your business, for maybe your kids going to college, so we have resources out there for that, starting a business, networking tools, just so many different resources that you don't have to go find all over the web. We've got it in one spot for you. But it's on your own time, and if you get that concept, you can use that tool to your advantage and end up on my shows on KDOW or KFAX or here on Blog Talk Radio, and as we continue to expand Business on the Edge. But this is Margaret Jackson, your Bay Area business coach, top radio show host, small business coach here in the Valley, Silicon Valley. Have a great, great afternoon. I will be back with you tomorrow afternoon, and we're going to keep doing this and keep bringing you a great show. And if you're interested in being on the show, please call in, and we're going to get out of here for the day and have a great, great afternoon.